The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members, entitled The Choice of Each Soul, in Los Angeles, California, USA, in June 1998.
Thưa Master, con có một điều xin hỏi sư phụ để học được học hỏi thêm. Số là ba con chết 5 năm nay, nhưng có một hôm con thấy sư phụ truyền tâm ấn cho ba con, thì xin sư phụ có thể giải thích thêm về điều này.
Có gì đâu phải giải thích.
Bởi vì thường thì sư phụ nói là chỉ siêu thăng, mà theo con nghĩ thì khi mà truyền tâm ấn thì là được giải thoát. Thì nó có khác biệt gì với cái sự siêu thăng thường hay không?
Phải truyền tâm ấn cho ổng có siêu thăng chứ. Ok. Nói mình một người truyền tâm ấn là năm đời giải thoát mà, thì cũng phải kiếm cách nào để giải thoát chứ, đâu phải khơi khơi cái giải hả?
Cảm ơn sư phụ.
No problem. Có nhiều người ở trong địa ngục tối thù lùi, xa tuốt ở dưới 100 tầng ở dưới á, phải đi xuống xa lắm á. Rồi mình mẩy cột trói lung tung hết trơn, ngồi trên trong gai đủ thứ, phải xuống nó, phải kéo người ta lên, đừng nói khơi khơi cái giải hả? Next one.
I grew up in a Christian home, and so I grew up with specific views about what God was like and what Jesus was like. Mm-hmm. And most particularly that God knew everything and that Jesus also knew everything at the same time. And the same attributes that God had were attributed to Jesus, such that he knows everything about all of us in here. And my question is kind of twofold. First of all, what can you tell me about who you know as God? And the second part is, I recognize in you some of the limitations of humanity, such as not knowing every language that there is, or, you know, not knowing people's names. And yet I grew up thinking somehow that that's what, you know, Jesus was able to do, just somehow intuitively he knew it all. Can you please explain the relationship between Master and God, and also give an explanation of what God is like?
The difference between Jesus and God is that he is crucified and he feels the pain. God not. God is never crucified. God never have to eat. God never walk. God don't need to wear clothes. God don't even talk, not to talk about languages. And Jesus only spoke one language, Hebrew. All right? The Master is encased in the body, all right? And he has to do what the body can do. It doesn't matter. The master understands all language inside. Hmm? All the Mexican who see the master inside converse in Mexican language. Oh, same with the Chinese, the Vietnamese, the Hebrew, the Zulu. Yeah, any dialect the master understands. But inside, okay? Outside is different, right? The master, the real master has two parts, inside master and outside master. Most of the master have only inside and don't have the outside. Like the past masters and the future masters, they are not in the physical realm, so we cannot contact them easily. The only way we can contact those masters is through a physical masters, most of the time. And then the physical master will lead you to see those in unphysical masters, then converse with them, learn with them, all right? And meanwhile, you learn with the physical master what the physical master can teach also, yeah? And other so-called masters, they have only physical aspect and don't have the invisible aspect, unless you're lacking something, you see? So the true master is the one who has physical aspect and the ethereal aspect as well. So you can contact him in the physical body, talk to him in the physical language, and while you ascend inside, you can see him or her in the spiritual aspect as well, and he or her take you further. Yeah? So that's more convenient.
One thing that has been amazing to me is after meeting you and hearing some of the things that you've said, I'm shocked at what a difference it makes to actually meet somebody in person, a living master, rather than just learning about, you know, some being that you you can't really make a connection with.
I know. It's more fun. It's more fun. That's why God always have to send, you know, his servant to come meet mankind. Yeah, I'm just showing you how to go back to God and then see Jesus. You know, every other defect is human nature. That's true. And every good thing is from God. Everything good you see for me is him. Everything bad you see for me is human, that I have to suffer, same like everyone else. Yeah, I have stomach problems sometimes, I have headache, I have all kind of things, I have my temper, I have my like and dislike, yeah? But that has nothing to do with the path I show you. The guide is just a guide. The road is as perfect as it is. Yes, so walk on it, yeah. Right. Yeah.
I had a question that related to something the gentleman back there brought up, which deals with the nature of psychological illnesses. And I've thought a lot about it. My grandmother was institutionalized and heard voices and spent years banging her head against the wall and was finally given a frontal lobotomy. And so I've spent a lot of time trying to understand what happened to her. And she's dead now, so I'm not interested for her, but mm-hmm. just, you know, your booklet says we shouldn't help people. You know, I was told that she lived on a Revolutionary War battlefield. Somebody said that maybe she was, you know, haunted by the ghosts. Other people tell me that sometimes you can have covers to your chakras that get blown off and lower vibrational frequencies come in. But I guess one question is there anything we can do to help these people, or do we just leave them to their own karma? And the second question is, I mean, can you elaborate a little bit on what goes on? Because sometimes you find people who, they have psychological problems and they try and they try and they try to get past these, but you know, you can't stand being around them, but you have, you know, when you're away from them, I have a lot of compassion for them. And how would you suggest that, you know, when we run into people like that, like this gentleman seems to run into them all the time, how do we handle a situation like that and, you know, not help them? How can we help them? Just by being who we are and leave them to their own karma?
Did I say we shouldn't help people?
Well, it's sort of, the way I read it,
you're really wrong.
Well, how...
What am I doing here if we should not help people?
I guess the way I read it is that you shouldn't go out and try to heal people.
Oh, spiritual healing is different. Helping people suffering is different. I'm talking about spiritual healing, using your magical power to tamper with people's, consciousness. It's different.
Well, what one can do to help someone who's deeply psychologically troubled?
They will help themselves in time. You help the best you can, the best you know how. Yeah? We always have to help people if they need you. Doesn't matter psychological, mental, material, spiritual. We always have to help people. But the amount of acceptance is up to them. Don't forget, even if they're crazy, they're God. They play fool. They like that. They wake up in time. But you help as much as you can for your own benefit. Otherwise, you don't have compassion. It's no good for you. See? You pray to them, you talk to them, you hold their hands, you bring them food, you do whatever in your power to make you feel that you're doing the right thing. And that's important, okay? It's you who are important, not them. Really. They're playing fool to evoke your compassion. Yeah, they choose to be poor so you can be generous. They choose to be crazy, so you thank God that you are awakened. Huh? Everything has to have a contrast so that you recognize how good you are, how blessed you are. Okay? It's you who are important. Everyone is important to him or herself. Remember that. Whatever you do is for yourself. Nobody in the universe needs you anything, truly speaking. But at that time, they don't understand that. When they come to call you for help, they really also think they need you. And you also really think you need to help them. And that's perfectly all right. That's the way it is. Okay? So do what you can, anytime, anywhere, to help people. That's a must, to evolve. Okay? But don't think they're really not, they're really poor, they really need you. They do seem that way. But in eternity, they're not. Okay, right. That's why an enlightened person help but not helping. Understand the people, sympathize people, but don't sink into their sorrow. Very balanced. Yeah, because if we drown together with the person who is drowning, we can't help them either. See what I mean? Yes. You have to be very cool. Very cool, very clear. Yeah? Yes, ma'am?
I don't know if this is a crazy question, but how long did you practice the Kuan Yin method before you attained the levels that you've reached?
How long? Oh, 5 seconds.
Was it? 5 seconds.
She's already master. You're already the master. It's just your mind hinder you.
But to go as far as...
Clear it. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Yes. You already mastered before you came to me. Before you got initiation, before you even hear about Kuan Yin method.
But did you realize when you...
Yeah, that's the problem with the brain.
Instantly.
Yeah, that's the brain. That's a habit. That's what we call karma, you see? All our habit thinking, all the brainwashing, that you are nothing, you are worm, you are sinful, you... this and that and other, we're not that. But it takes a long meditation to clear this understanding, right? Even now I tell you, you are Buddha, you don't believe me. You might believe me because I say so, but you're still the same self. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, make it your own.
师父在那个修观音法门之余，观音和观光之余，然后看经书有矛盾没有？ 影响不影响观音法门？
看什么？看经书？不会影响。不会影响。就看太多没时间修，修了以后就自己会有体验了。经书就是录起来那些古代的人的体验，我们看多也没用啊，别人吃别人饱了。
昨天晚上因为我急于见师父，心情激动，在3点多钟的时候呢，我往下一躺。 这个屋子本来是挺黑的，但我一闭眼呢，哎呀，我说怎么天亮了呢？我一睁开眼看屋里还挺黑，但实际呢，我闭眼睛还挺亮的。这样能坚持40多分钟。然后呢，又一回，帮接近4点左右的时候，我躺着又来了。又亮了一会儿，这回呢能有20左右分钟，就像天要蒙蒙亮的时候，就像天要亮了，就这样一个状态。
怎么办？还想看他一下？
我不要
看
黑，我要求师傅保持这个亮。
就看你嘛 ，OK？
I just had two questions actually. One was that I just really don't like feeling
the vibration, the coarse vibration.
It's something that's bothered me for a long
time. Who likes? Nobody likes. You like, Sophie? They all know they don't like, they like to avoid, but they cannot. They saw dirt in this world.
You feel it?
I live in it, honey. I live in it. I swim in it. Every day. I got used to it by now.That's why I told everyone to recite God's name all the time to protect yourself. Yeah? And when you come home, cleanse it immediately by meditation.
Okay.
And then before you go face the world, equip yourself with the powerhouse without meditation. So that's why morning and evening you have to do it.
Okay.
What else we do? Or leave the world. Leave. Where to? Huh?
Right.
Yes.
So I had a most amazing experience in December where I was in my bed, it was nighttime, and all of a sudden I heard angels, and I heard thousands of them. And it was like, oh, but just magnified by like thousands. Then my body started vibrating, and then I left my body, and I went out into the courtyard, and I was flying...with the angels. They were there. They were really, really, really big. And they were angels.
Yes.
Then the next day, I had told my mother and I told my brother. I did the convenient method. Then my brother, he was at the table, my other brother, and I hadn't told him this experience. And he said, oh, guess what? Last night I heard the angels and there was thousands of them, right?
So he also heard, yes.
So he heard them. He didn't fly. He didn't go up there with them. But my question is, I never really believed, you know, in them so much before. Now I really believe. But are these realms, I mean, was that real? Are there realms like that, that the angels are there and the other...
Of course.
Really?
That's when you die. Yeah. You die daily. You leave your body, come back. You see that? The real resurrection.People only met angel when they die, remember? When the angel come and take them to a higher realm, but you can die like that every time and come back. That's what we call liberation in this lifetime. Now, heaven is at hand, etc., etc. Now you know what the Bible is talking about. Huh? And even though your brother was not in the same, you know, category as you are, and before you told him, he also heard it.Because of the transmission between you, brother and sister. Your vibration lift him up also. That's what we are, the Kuan Yin practitioner, everywhere we go. Even if you are convenient method, you're already in our family, okay? It's just a testing period for you. Also to see if you can go on, if you want it really. So it doesn't matter if you're Kuan Yin method or not, or convenient method. It should keep your experience. It's okay. They know it already anyhow. And your brother also sensed it, yeah, heard it. So the thing is, we, the meditator, the serious practitioners, you bless everywhere you go. Everyone you see, everyone you think of, be it humans or animals or even ghosts or angels, you know, we bless them without knowing.It's just by chance that you know that. So your brother was blessed by you at that time because you rise your level and he's nearby, so he was blessed. He's more sensitive, he picked it up. But the whole family was blessed, just they did not know. Your brother was the most sensitive, so he knows. okay?
Okay. Thank you, Master. I also want to say thank you so much for all the newsletters that you send out. I really love them.
Oh,
newsletters?
I don't send anything out, honey. They do everything themselves. You know? They send me one also. Yeah, this you have to thank to our brothers and sisters.
Thank you.
They really work hard. They translate, they transcribe, and they type, and they email it, and then they select them, and then editing them, and then print them, and club them together, you know, and then send them, you know, it's all their labors, all the labors of love, yeah? So you thank them. Hmm?
We thank you for your charming presence on today's Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in every day for insightful and inspiring lectures between Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members. Now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after noteworthy news. May your days be blissful and fulfilling.